We love going to America and talking to Dick Fane. Good morning, mate.
The chances of me passing a psychometric test at this point
Yeah.
is why I'm taking.
I want Terry to spell it.
I can't spell it, and I wouldn't be very good at it either.
What's happening over there in the NFL? LA Rams still undefeated, Dick.
LA Rams are undefeated, guys, for one more week. I think they're going to lose this week.
Oh, cool.
I like Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints at home. If the Rams lose, or if the Rams beat the Saints in New Orleans, I don't know where they're going to lose. So
Right.
it's just one of those things. The Rams are an outstanding team, but they have too many questions on defense to be considered one of the all-time greats. And you don't go 9-0, 10-0, 11-0 in the NFL unless you're one of the all-time greats. So they are beyond the time to lose a football game. They should have lost the football game here in Seattle just a couple of weeks ago. They went down to wire 33-30. So if the Seahawks can score 30 points on the Rams, I think the Saints can score at least 30 points on the Rams.
All right. Well, you're probably right, Dick, because at tab.com.au, they agree with you, mate. They've got New Orleans, $1.75. The LA Rams, who are undefeated, 210 in that upcoming game. And you believe the favourites will get home there, New Orleans.
Yeah, I like New Orleans in that one. That's one of my favorite couple games of the week. I like that one. I like Atlanta also to kind of get out the shine a little bit after a bye week. I like the Falcons this week. Those are probably the two that kind of stand out to me.
And
Atlanta's 205, mate. They're the outsiders against Washington. So Atlanta away from home, you'd like them against Washington.
Yeah, how many points are they getting? Are they getting
They're getting only 1.5 points, mate.
Yeah, just stick to the money line,
Yeah,
man. Don't worry about the points if they're only getting
okay.
1.5.
Take the 205. Hey, geez, mate, poor old Cleveland's copping it in all their different codes, aren't they? They've got rid of the basketball, poor old LeBron's left, and their NFL team, what have they won, one game in 3 years?
Coach has been sacked there too, hasn't he?
It's been a rough road for Cleveland sports fans. Now, they did get the LeBron era, which has saved them, no question. But it has been dismal for them, and I can't remember a city that fired both of their two of their three major professional sports head coaches in the same 24-hour period. They also fired the offensive coordinator as well for the Browns. And if to add insult to injury, how about Kevin Love out for about a month as well, who's now their best player on their NBA team? It's
Jeez.
just, it's not a good time to be in Cleveland, that's for sure.
With Baker Mayfield being selected as number one in the NFL draft, is that turning out to be a good decision?
Oh, I mean, too early to tell, really. He's come in and he sparked a win earlier on, but I think it's kind of too early to tell whether it's been whether it's going to be a good long-term decision or not. I was skeptical of Baker Mayfield just because of his, he's had some off-the-field issues. He had a run-in with the law, tried to run away from police officers, tripped and fell and bashed himself. It's quite actually a humorous video if you want to look up Baker Mayfield around. He has seemingly matured a little bit. He is a fiery leader. There's no question about that. So, I think this year is going to be, as usual for a rookie quarterback, a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. But they should win a couple, three more games, maybe finish with 5 or 6 wins on the season, which was pretty much predicted before the year.
And that's a lot better than what they've done in the last couple of years. What about Klay Thompson for the Golden State Warriors? Got a new 3-point record.
Guys, it's been amazing watching the Warriors play this last week. I mean, first you had Steph Curry, which I said on the air last week, I think the greatest 3-point shooting exhibition we've ever seen, because it came from the greatest shooter of all time, and he hit 11 of 16 threes in just three quarters of action. And then his teammate, 1 week later, who's actually been struggling, I mean, Klay has not been shooting the ball well, he just absolutely catches fire and hits 14 threes. He hit his 14th, guys, with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Think about that. 14 three-pointers in under 30 minutes of play. He is averaging 1 3 every 2 minutes. Just absolutely unbelievable. I got a chance to see Klay in person and actually call the game a few weeks ago in the exhibition season when he came here, and he started the game just like this. He just wasn't allowed to play as much. He hit 6 7 from three-point range in the first quarter in the game that I saw, and had 20 points at the end of the first quarter. So, you know, Golden State pretty much doing to everybody else whatever they want to do, and it's only going to get better for them when they get the Marcus Cousins healthy in January and February. I think we will see most likely one more Golden State championship before the balance of power shifts to, you know, the Celtics and then whoever LeBron brings in Los Angeles with all the money they're going to have next year. I think Golden State's got one more championship in them this year.
Mate, a question without notice, mate. There's a basketballer out here. He's only 20 years of age, signed with the Sydney Kings, called Brian Bowen. He's you might know. Do you know him? He's from Louisville because he was involved in that college basketball, fiasco about being paid, or maybe right. maybe his family being paid $100,000 to play for Louisville. He's actually playing pretty good out here.
Yeah, I don't know much about him as a player. I know he was a pretty high recruit, obviously, to get all that money. But you know, what he is going to be known as, at least in the States, as the guy that you know, kind of blew the lid off of this whole scandal, and it's been a huge scandal. And we being kind of close to it, we've always known it's gone on. I mean, it's one of those things where you've known for decades that coaches, shoe companies have been paying college athletes to come to their school and help them make millions and millions of dollars and lead their teams to national championships. And really, no one's done anything about it because almost everybody's doing it. So it's almost like, okay, I'm not going to blow the whistle on you because I don't want you to blow the whistle on me. And then finally, this comes out and you know, it just creates a ripple effect. And I'm wondering if it's all just going to get thrown out, and the NCAA, obviously the ruling body of college basketball, they're going to realize, hey, this is a situation that's way too big for us to come down with sanctions. Because if we came down with sanctions, we'd be putting on suspension like half of the teams in our entire country.
If not
so
all of them.
I think that they might just, they might just wash their hands of the whole thing and start over with new regulations.
Yeah, good on you, mate. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you.
See you guys.